Go back to you.
All right. Thank you, Mr. President. Next on the agenda is our second presentation today, which includes the 2015 to 2020 Capital Transportation Program request. Today we will go over the final report with Council in the hopes that it gets approved to present to DLDOT during their September 25th public workshop. As you know, this report highlights the county's long-term infrastructure needs and requests for the state's next six-year capital budget, which focuses on major investments such as highway, bridge, and intersection improvements throughout the state. As we have done in years past, county administration, along with input from council and the public, has assembled this year's request, which I mentioned it will be presented at the public workshop for the CTP on Wednesday, September 25th, at the DLDOT South District office here in Georgetown. Particular emphasis has been placed on a variety of improvements, including pedestrian and bicycle safety enhancements on SR1, intersection upgrades to the county's east-west corridors, and the runway expansion project at the Sussex County Airport. It's important to note that much of the county's request remains unchanged from years past, in large part because the transportation needs in Sussex are large, numerous, and quite frankly, competing for limited funding. As DLDOT representatives made a presentation in County Council this past July and stated, only four roads in Sussex County are listed on the national highway system, therefore limiting federal funds to fewer Sussex projects. I want to take this opportunity to thank the public for their suggestions in helping craft this annual request. Nearly 30 suggestions were received when the county solicited public comment this past July. Many of those ideas are incorporated in this report, and all will be forwarded to DLDOT during the CTP workshop on September 25th. And with that introduction, I'd also like to thank Mr. Guy, who is mainly responsible for putting this program request together.
You did a good job on that.
As you know, the county does not have an MPO, so this task, as a lot of others, fall to him. Mr. Guy?
Thank you, Mr. Lawson. As Mr. Lawson noted, much of the report here is familiar territory. You've seen this before. There are some changes throughout, nips and tucks, some addition of additional information, some additional roads put on at the request of constituents or through you. Some items have come off as projects have been completed. First, one that springs to mind within the last couple of years was the Indian River Inlet Bridge, which had been a high priority for the council and for the county over the years. That obviously has come to fruition. Another one that we've taken off this year was SR-30, mm-hmm. which is the overpass work there is currently ongoing. But there are similar improvements to that we have recommended, as we have in years past, to occur along the SR-1 corridor. A couple of these slides here in the beginning are pretty much static and boilerplate demographic information. You've seen this before, so I won't bore you with that. This is the priorities list, and we've rearranged some of this year to put SR-1 improvements. That seems to be the logical place, given the amount of feedback that we received from the public. The SR-1 improvements were first and foremost in the minds of many constituents, and so we felt that was appropriate to list that among the highest priorities. The airport continues to be a high priority for the county with the runway extension project, the current project of the 500-foot extension, which is nearing completion hopefully later this year, and the county is still intending to move forward with the second phase, that second 500-foot extension, in the coming years. Park Avenue, which is U.S. Truck Route 9, that's related to that, obviously. And then, as you see, east-west improvements to the SR-24-26 corridors, as well as SR-404 and US-9, those remain among our highest priorities. And then on the right side there, walking trails continue to be a priority for the county. The North-South Highway, which there are some meetings that are occurring, I believe, this month with members of the community in the Millsboro and Dagsboro areas. So that's sort of ramping back up again, the US 113 discussion. That's something we need to continue to look toward in the future. And then local road concerns, intersections, signage, signalization, and alternative transportation. I had one of my late night brainstorms here, which...
No barking dogs.
No barking dogs. I thought it would be neat to take all of the public comments and run it through a word cloud simulator and see what it spits out. And obviously, the larger the word, the more prevalent that word was in the discussion or in the suggestions that the public put forward. And as you can see here from this list, intersections, traffic, Rehoboth, road, needs, area, those were some of the dominant themes in the suggestions. Crosswalks, dangerous. I just thought it'd be a neat illustrative tool to show you and show DelDOT, you know, the thrust of the comments and suggestions from the public. Route 1 improvements, as I alluded to at the onset of this discussion, Route 1 improvements are our major priority this year, since that was the dominant theme throughout the suggestions that we received, and because, quite frankly, it has been very dominant in the discourse over the last several months here in the county with regard to transportation. So we felt that it was appropriate to put Route 1 at the head of the list.
Good. Thank
and as Ms. Deaver is aware with the
yes.
corridor task force that is now meeting, that is certainly something that DelDOT is keenly aware of as being important to the community, important to local elected leaders, to the constituency. So we felt that was appropriate to list that there. And really, the county has suggested, and this doesn't show up very well here on the PowerPoint, but it's certainly in your packets and it's on the online packet. We are, again, continuing to support a multifaceted approach to enhancing SR1 to improve pedestrian safety and ensure traffic flow. We're not the traffic experts, you know, and I would dare say that council would even confess to not being the traffic experts. But we do know that SR1 needs serious attention. And I think it's fair to say that there are a number of options here that DelDOT, we would strongly encourage DelDOT to entertain and to look toward implementing in the months and years ahead. I know right now the big discussion is on crosswalks,
mm-hmm.
and there have been those many of the constituents we received comments from were in support of crosswalks. However, there's been a vocal outcry from some that the number proposed is too many.
Will that be at this meeting that you talked about? November 25th.
I believe DelDOT will show. They will show a number of projects that they have in the pipeline for the coming year.
And you think they'll have those crosswalks?
I can only speculate, but I believe that would make sense,
mm-hmm.
Councilman Deaver, that they would have that. So again, intersection improvements at SR16, five-point intersection, US 9 realignment. We continue to call for that there. Reduction in speed limit possibly on SR1 south of the Nassau Bridge could help ease congestion. Sidewalk improvements sorely lacking in some areas of SR1, as many of you are aware. Pedestrian crosswalks, pedestrian bicycle paths. We've had some suggestions that get the bicyclists off Route 1, put them on a dedicated multi-use path that parallels Route 1. And then, as Councilman Cole has suggested in years past, having commercial property interconnectivity with service roads and connections.
That would help so much.
The airport, again, as I mentioned, you know most of the details on this project. We continue to keep that on the priority list. I know I think you have before you today an acceptance of a Federal Aviation Administration grant for the current phase of construction or portion of that. We continue to press the state on looking at the big picture long-term on the airport and the forthcoming second 500-foot extension. And that's why we continue to keep this here. As part of that, obviously, Park Avenue and U.S. Truck Route 9 will need to be factored in. realignment of that highway, or that road, rather, to accommodate the extension of the runway. So that's why that remains on the list. East-west corridors, anybody knows, coming to and from the beach, especially in the summertime, the east-west corridors are the lifeline for a number of reasons. They're a lifeline from an economic standpoint. This is how people get to and from our beaches. But it's also important that these roadways are able to accommodate the mass influx of travelers, especially in the event that we have a need to evacuate. And these slides just detail a couple of the corridors that we have particular emphasis on. 26 improvements are, I believe the improvements for that that roadway are coming in the next few months, or at least construction will be starting. DLDOT will have more on that, obviously, at the meeting on the 25th.
Starting in the next couple days.
It may be much sooner, right?
I don't know what they're doing, but it's
But you know, widening these roads is very painful to a lot of folks who have property on the roads. It would be nice if we had a bigger setback in the beginning so that there was some room to negotiate a wider road.
24 obviously continues to be on the list. And I mean, not to avoid the point, Ms. Deaver, that's obviously something that council, you know, the county would have
to do. I just wanted to get it in.
That's fine. SR 404 and SR 18 improvements there in the US 9 corridor. Bicycling and walking trails, again, continue to be prominent in our request to the state. There has been some additional funding this past legislative session. And that is moving forward with additional funding. The state has obviously put a lot of emphasis on this with, I think, $16 million over the course of the last 3 or 4 years toward that effort.
I wouldn't ride a bike out there now. You'd be killed.
Eat it once. That's it.
The North-South Highway continues to remain on our list. And as I mentioned up front, there are some community meetings that are occurring now on this as DLDOT picks back up on this project. As you know, there's been considerable concern from residents, particularly in the Millsboro and Dagsboro-Frankfort areas, with respect to what any bypasses may do to properties, how it may affect them. That is something that the county continues to implore DLDOT to take into consideration. Whatever pathway is ultimately decided upon, that pathway should be, you know, with community consensus, whether that's on the alignment currently or that's phasing of a series of bypasses. Whatever takes shape, it should be acceptable and agreed upon. There should be consensus among the community.
Chip, do you have a sense of what's going to happen around Millsboro? Is there still serious talk about building?
I don't, Councilman Phillips. I wouldn't want to venture a guess at this point, but I mean, I would think that it's fair to conclude that it's obviously the bypass option is still viable or still in the pipeline or it is still on the table. Maybe that's the proper phrase. I've not heard anything to this point that says or suggests that that's going to be tossed aside, but that remains to be seen. Local road concerns here. We place this each year on the CTP request, though many of these tend to be more on the operations and maintenance end of things as far as DLDOT is concerned when it comes to their budgeting, but we feel that this is a very good vehicle to remind DLDOT of the numerous concerns that the public have with respect to the roads they use each and every day, roads to and from their homes, roads to and from where they work. And some of those have had improvements over the last couple of years, and we've taken some items off and we've put some new ones on based on some of that public input and some of the input that you have received from your constituents. This map here just helps to illustrate the number of local roads concerns that we have. I won't spend too much time on this. Intersection signage and signalization, these are, again, suggestions we've made to DelDOT that would help to, we believe, improve the traffic flow on some of our major corridors, from improving some of the signage to implementing the blinking left red arrow, which is not widely used in Sussex County. It's used, though, in Kent and Newcastle counties, but you don't see that here in Sussex. I think there's one intersection, maybe two, that exist in this county where you can make a left turn on a blinking red arrow. Otherwise, you have to stay queued in your turn lane until the solid red turns green. Transportation alternatives. Councilman Cole has noted several times over the last few years about having DART and DelDOT look at some of the bus stops for mass transit and some of the rationale for placing these in places that don't seem to really...
You got little signs, there's no place to sit, there's no place to park if you had a bike or something. I mean,
it's just a sign.
It's the dumbest layout I've ever seen.
So we continue to...
Yeah, they have one in downtown in front of somebody's house, and, you know, there's no room, and he's wondering what these people are doing in his yard, and it's crazy.
Yeah, I'd like to meet that guy who sets that program.
So we continue to have those items on the list here. There had been one suggestion from a constituent, and it was having an express service, a bus service, from the beach area to Wilmington, yeah. Rodney Square, year-round.
Didn't they used to have that?
I'm not sure. I know that I believe there's an express service that runs from Dover to Wilmington, but I'm not sure.
Weekends they have from the Rehoboth Park and Ride up to Wilmington somewhere.
But is that year-round, or is that just during the summer months?
I think I'm not too sure, but I know it's summertime. But
I'll have to double check.
But it's only on weekends.
Okay.
Just to get the weekenders down
here. Right.
So if somebody, you know, weekday.
This suggestion, I think, was more of a permanent fixture. You can connect through a series of other buses that I think hub through Georgetown.
A bunch of little towns. You have to make 100 stops.
This suggestion was having something direct.
Yes.
So I put that on the list.
Heard that too.
And that's it. Closing remarks. And we'll forward that to DelDOT and CTP.
You did such a good job. I hate to say that I have another idea.
Okay. Oh, my God.
When you cross over Five Points from the Lewis area over, and you're going to go down Plantation Road, there's a left turn lane to sit there and wait for the light. How do we get DelDOT to extend that lane, because the cars sit out in the street and you can't get through? And it would the property's there that they could you know, make a longer turn lane.
Where is this again? I'm sorry. Where is this again?
Five Points.
At Five Points. Where are they turning left from?
They're turning left from, I think it's Belltown Road.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Belltown. So coming out there onto 9?
They're turning.
As soon as you get onto 9 across 1, there's a left turn that goes back into Lowe's or wherever back.
Right.
That's it.
That turn in there, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, left turn if you're coming from Lewis.
Yes.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
And there's just not enough room. If they could just lengthen that, it would prevent some accidents.
Well, that's probably when the congestion's here in the summertime. I know down in Bethany area, all those things are never long enough. The cars are backed right out into the main road many times.
Well, we have room for it. Right, so
many places have room for it. It's just that there's a lot of them that are going to, I think, not adequate.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'll see if I can incorporate it.
Because now
the
traffic's gotten so much greater, they haven't extended them at all.
Yeah.
Any more comments from council?
How much does that help our commerce by doing those things?
I'm sorry?
How much is that going to help our commerce by doing those kind of things?
Commerce.
Which ones?
Well, it's the one.
Ms. Deaver said.
Yeah, Mr. Deaver just suggested.
That's where all the tourists are.
No, it's a safety issue. It's not helping commerce.
What is it bigger in our state? Is commerce or tourists?
That's the same thing, isn't it?
Well, is agriculture, make it plain, is agriculture bigger than our tourists?
No.
It's about safety.
Well, that's the problem, George. You got to get out in real life. No. Without agriculture...
Would somebody, Chip, would you do me a favor and solve this question that has been hardest to answer? Is it tourism or agriculture in Sussex County? Which is the biggest?
George, the farmer is king.
Sam thinks so. I think tourism is king.
They're both.
Let's get back on
to very important.
You don't know that answer that quick?
I know the answer, but
give it to him.
Depends on how you slice it.
That's right.
Moving back on to our agenda item of the capital transportation program.
I'll deal with Sam later.
Any more comments from council? Any input from council?
You just did a great job. Thank you so much.
I believe we could craft a motion today to seek approval of this so that we can move forward and get this to DLDOT for the 25th with the suggestions that you all have incorporated in today's presentation. If you'd like to move.
Certainly, Mr. Lawson.
Okay. Be it moved, the Sussex County Council approves the 2015 to 2020 Capital Transportation Program request as presented to include the suggestions provided today.
So moved. I'll make, second.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mrs. Deaver. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
No.
Probably yes, motion carried. Thank you, Mr. Dyer, for
Thank
all
you.
Your diligent work there.
Thank you.
Mr. Lawson.
Okay.